晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有机会，我们一同来学习主的话。
Thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to learn together God's word.
好吧，我们先打开圣经，我们来读几处经文。
Shall we first open our Bible and read a few passages?
先请我们翻到哥林多前书第二章第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse
2。那里说，哥林多前书二章二节说，因为我曾定了主意在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
这是保罗的心愿，愿为成为我们每个人的心愿。
This is Paul's heart's desire. May it also become ours.
然后请我们翻到创世纪
第一章。Genesis chapter 1.
我们读两处，一个是二十一节，二十二节。
Verses 21 and 22。
创世纪第一章二十一节、二十二节说，神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生各样有生命的动物，各从其类；又造出各样飞鸟，各从其类。神看着是好的，神就赐福给这一切。
Verses 21 and 22 say, So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth.
我们特别留意其中的造。
Let's pay a special attention to the word created.
有生命的动物。
Anything that has a life in it.
赐福。
Blessed.
然后我们看二十七、二十八节。
Verses 27 and 28.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it.Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
我们留意造。
Please know the word created.
行动的活物。
Every living thing that moves on the earth.
还有赐福。
And also bless.
然后我们到我们主要的经文，撒母耳记十七章。
And then please turn to 1 Samuel 17. Today, this is our major theme today.
这一章比较长，我们只是选其中的一部分。
This is a rather long chapter, so we just pick and choose several verses of them.
大家听我们来读，我们一字一点一点来读。第四节。
Verse 4, please allow us to read to you.
有的我们只读一部分，一节中。第四节说，从非利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口，就读到这里。
Sometimes we might read just part of the verses. Verse 4, and the champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span.
16-17节。
Verses 16 and 17.
那非利士人早晚都出来站着，如此40日。一日，耶西对他儿子大卫说：“你拿一依法烘了的穗子和十个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。”
And the Philistines drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Then Jesse said to his son David, Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dry grain and these 10 loaves and run to your brothers at the camp.
20节
Verse 20.
大卫早晨起来跳过去到了辎重营军兵刚出到战场呐喊要战。
And so David rose early, and we're going to drop down to the latter part of the verse. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to the fight and shouting for the battle.
23节
Verse 23.
中间开始那讨战的就是属加特的非利士人哥利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前说过的话，大卫都听见了。
Verse 23, starting from the middle, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words.
26-28节
Verses 26-28
大卫问站在旁边的人说，有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？百姓照先前的话回答他说，有人能杀这非利士人，必如此如此待他。大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒。读到这里。
Verse 26, then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in this manner, saying, So shall it be done for the man who kills him. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the man, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David.
30节, 后边部分。
Verse 30, in the latter part,
百姓仍照先前的话回答他。
And these people answered him as the first ones did.
33节。
Verse 33.
扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做战士。
And Saul said to David, You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are youth, and he a man of war from his youth.
37节。
Verse 37.
大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
Moreover, David said that the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
39节
Verse 39.
中间开始说，因为素来没有穿冠，就对扫罗说，我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿冠，于是摘脱了。
Starting from the middle, David had not tested them, and David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, so I have not tested them, then David took them off.
40节
Verse 40.
他手中拿杖，又在膝中挑选了五块光滑石子，就念到那。
Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook.
45节
Verse 45.
大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。
Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
跳到50节。
Drop down to verse 50.
这样大卫用机弦甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他，大卫手中却没有刀。
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in the hand of David.
最后读一节，五十八节。
Lastly, verse 58.
扫罗问他说，少年人啊，你是谁的儿子？大卫说，我是你仆人，非伯利恒人耶西的儿子。
And Saul said to him, Whose son are you, young man? So David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite.
这个故事大家都比较熟。
And most of us are familiar with this story.
为了节省时间呢，所以我们 只是选了其中的一小部分来念。
To save time, we just pick a small portion of the whole chapter to read them.
这个故事很熟呢。早先呢，我觉得我大概知道这个故事在讲什么了。
This story is familiar to me too. So at the very beginning, I thought I knew pretty much what the story was about.
但是后来呢，我慢慢自己也读出了很多的疑问来。
But later on, as I read them, I came up with so many questions.
那比如讲读撒母耳记的时候啊，我有时候觉得扫罗这个人呢，说人的话，他比较倒霉。
As I read First and Second Samuel, according to our thinking, sometimes we think that Saul really had bad luck.
我们知道扫罗的结局非常的惨。
We know Saul's end was pretty bad, very, very tragic.
我觉得有点不公平。
And I thought this wasn't fair.
那都是因为别人把他赶鸭子上场。
Because Paul became king, it's all because all other people asked him to become a king.
他没有想做王。
He never wanted to become a king.
那是别人坑了他。
Because they forced him to be the king.
有时候我看大卫。
Sometimes I look at David.
我就觉得大卫为什么要这么去打败哥利亚呢？
Then I was thinking, why did David have to fight Goliath in such a way?
大卫厉害还是狮子和熊厉害？
Who is more powerful, David or the bear or lion?
我想大卫厉害。
I would say that David was.
告诉我们狮子和熊都打不过大卫。
Because the Bible says even the bear and the lion could not fight with David.
不管哥利亚多少厉害。
But no matter how powerful, forceful that Goliath might be,
我想一只狮子扑上去还是可以把哥利亚打败。
I would imagine that if a lion jumped over him, the lion still could eat him.
大卫为什么不显出他的拳脚来？
And why did David did not use his physical power to overcome the lion? The bear?
然后，这其实扫罗应该认识大卫的。
And Saul should have known David.
大卫在那里弹琴啊。
Because David had been playing on the harp for him.
最后扫罗却不认识他。
But in the end, it seems Saul did not know him.
所以我都觉得这里面这故事里好有很多的疑问。
That's why I feel there are so many questions in this story.
后来我知道了。
But later on, I realized.
读这样故事，我们不光是读这个故事的本身。
As we read the story, it's not just the story we read about.
不光读的故事里面知道一些我们要靠神靠神这样一些的功课。
It's not just drawing from the lesson, saying that we have to rely on God, this kind of lesson.
因为圣经中的很多的人物呢，它背后是有它的意思的。
Because in the Bible, behind all the figures, there are meanings to them.
有的时候我们要分开来看。
Sometimes we have to view them separately.
扫罗呢，他是具体是一个人，没有错。
Saul is a physical person indeed.
那么扫罗他背后代表的是人的肉体和天然。
But behind Saul, he represents a natural man and our ability.
从他一个人来说，他如果不行了，他可以解甲归田，他结果不至于这么的惨。
He could have, just left everything behind, went back home to farm the land. Then his his end would not have been so tragic.
但是从他代表的肉体角度来说，肉体必然灭亡的。
But in terms of flesh that Saul represented, that flesh had to be destroyed.
就大卫也是如此。
So it's the same way with David.
我觉得在圣经中很多的人物给我们都能够有这样的看见。
So from many figures from the Bible, they could all show us this.
我们知道创世纪中一个以撒。
We know that in Genesis there is this.
Isaac.
We know that when Abraham offered up Isaac, and then Isaac represented Jesus Christ.
但作为一个人，他还是罪人，还是需要有羊来替他赎罪的。
But as a man, Isaac is still a sinner, had to be redeemed by the blood of Lamb.
我们知道亚伦他大祭司他预表的是基督。
And also we know Aaron the high priest, he represented Jesus Christ.
他穿戴的也荣耀，他有荣耀的服饰。
He was clothed with glory and with this glorious service.
但作为一个人，作为一个罪人，他还是要 需要赎罪祭为
他自己。But Aaron as a man, as a sinner, still needed to be redeemed by sin offering.
我想大卫呢，他作为一个人，他也是代表一个属灵的人，他有他要学习的功课。
So David as a man, even though as a spiritual man, he still had the lessons.Spiritual lessons to learn.
我们就像他一样，也要学属灵的功课。
And we're just like David. We all have to learn the spiritual lessons.
也有打败那狮子、打败熊的这些的经历。
We should have all the experiences and overcoming the bear and the lion.
那在另一面来说
，Now from another perspective，
他显然又是表达的是基督。
David also represented Jesus Christ.
他得胜了，然后犹太人都怎么样？他们也能夸胜得胜。
When David overcame, all the Jews could glory in victory.
所以我想，当我们看这些事的时候，看撒母耳记的时候，我们不是光看一些的事情。
So as we look at all the things in Samuel, it's not all the specific things we're looking at.
但背后我们会看到，就像大卫和扫罗，一个是。生命的属灵的代表，一个是天然的肉体的代表，这一场的征战。
Behind the scene, we have to see that David representing the spiritual life and Saul representing the carnal life, and this is the battle between these two forces.
生命的属灵的必然能够得胜。
That which is spiritual of life will overcome.
所表达的基督必然得胜。
And the very Christ that they manifest will overcome.
肉体天然的那些必然灭亡。
Anything that's from the flesh, from natural man, that has to be destroyed.
而且当大卫表达基督的时候，他要把基督那一份要表达的对。
And also when David revealed Christ, he had to present Christ correctly.
基督怎么得胜仇敌，大卫要把他表达的对。
Just as how Christ prevailed against his enemies, so would David represent Christ in a correct way.
那到后来我们觉得扫罗糊涂了。
And later on we feel that Saul became confused.
扫罗认不出大卫了。
Because he could not recognize David.
但是我想圣灵记录这一段话的时候。
But I believe that when Holy Spirit records the whole dialogue here.
当我们读到伯利恒人耶西的儿子的时候。
When we read about the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehem man.
我们里面有感觉。
Inside us, we should have this feeling.
那里面是表达基督自己。
Because here is revealing Christ himself.
就像我们如果再读前一本四世纪的时候。
Just as if you read the book before, the first Samuel Judges.
四世纪到底讲了半天讲什么？
In the end, after all the discussion in Judges, what's it talking about?
最后讲到耶西生大卫。
And later on he said, Jesse gave birth to David.
我说路德记。
哎。
我说错了，路德记。
It's Ruth instead of Judges.
那就是借着这些好像不太起眼的人物，最后是要干什么？把基督带出来。
It seems that just from these inconspicuous common people, in the end is to bring out Christ.
借着扫罗的糊涂，圣灵要把这件故事要带到一个结尾，是把基督带出来。
Through Saul's confusion, the Holy Spirit wants to bring the whole story to an end to actually express Christ.
扫罗想象中你是谁的儿子
？Now Saul is asking, whose son are you?
扫罗想象中你一定是哪一个名门望族出来的
？In Saul's thinking that David must be from some prominent families, noble lineage.
但是大卫的回答让我们看到他是伯利恒耶西的儿子。
But David's answer said, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite."
伯利恒是在诸城生是一个小城。
Bethlehem, among all the cities, is deemed a small one.
是个不起眼的。
It's a very inconspicuous city.
我们的主在人一般的眼中看来是不起眼的。
So in the same way, our Lord, from perspective man, is just obscure.
那个时候大卫他是站在一个仆人谦卑，是仆人耶西的儿子。
And David, when he spoke this, he was standing as a servant and a servant of Jesse.
大卫他已经战胜了哥利亚。
But David at the time had already overcome
Goliath.
But David wasn't taking the stand as a man of capability. So you see that the very one who overcame Goliath had the spirit of the Lamb within him. And I believe this kind of manifestation of Christ as David brought out, this kind of manifestation Saul could never understand. Now, the theme of today's sharing is the overcoming of the life of Christ.
我们就看一看，这是一场的征战，我们怎么样来认识我们的自己，认识我们的对手。
In this warfare, we have to come to know who we are and who our enemies are.
我们看基督是怎么得胜的。
And how has Christ prevailed?
然后看我们怎么去支取。
And then how we can draw on Christ's victory. As we see from perspective of Israelites then,
我想以色列人其实他们的日子没有那么的差劲。
Actually, Israelites' days weren't that lousy at that time. Because before that, they had overcome some of their enemies also. And actually, as you read about all their victory over Ammonites, and actually, that was quite glorious. At this time, Saul probably didn't have this sense of crisis because his days were okay.
但突然之间，这些非利士人来了，这个非利士人来了。Now
all of a sudden, the Philistine came.
我们今天有时候常常是这个光景。We
are in the same situation nowadays.
我们觉得我们还可以。
A lot of times we feel we are doing okay.
突然危机来了。
All of a sudden, the crisis comes.
突然试验来了。
All of a sudden, the test comes.
以色列人就不知所措了。And
Israelites didn't know what to do with this.
而且这个时候，这个敌人对他们来说是那么的厉害。
And also, this enemy was so formidable to them.
他说那哥利亚有六肘多。
And the Bible says Goliath was six cubits tall.
六肘多大概是接近三米。
It's about 3 meters.
如果我们今天看到一个三米的巨人，我们一定都趴下了。
And today, if you see a giant like this, you will become scared.
但是这只是外面的厉害。
But this is just the formidable external appearance. As we continue to read the story, we see this enemy is not just externally forceful. Saul has certain idea on this. Because he realized that this enemy was not only externally formidable, not only was he tall, not only he had all his equipment, but also this man was a warrior ever since he was a youth. So in our mind, this person was not only outwardly forceful, and he was mighty in war. He had decades of military training. But even with all these perspectives, we haven't read really deeply into the story yet. Because a lot of times our enemy is actually more forceful, formidable than our we could understand. Sometimes God does give us a little bit of insight. Sometimes we belittle our enemy. We know that as the Israelites attacked the city of Ai, they failed. And very easily we would say, oh, that's because Achan sinned. But there is another reason for this. As Israelites would look at this little city,
2-3 thousand人可以去把他们打败了。
With 2,000 or 3,000 people, they could have overcome the city.
就是肉眼看出来，2-3千人可以打败他们了。
So from their physical eyes, they said, "Wow, 2,000 or 3,000 people were enough to defeat them."
一打才知道，2-3千人根本搞不定。
But once they started the fight, they realized that they couldn't make it with 2,000 or 3,000 people.
我们的敌人比我们肉眼看到、想象的厉害得多。
So our enemy is actually more formidable, powerful than our eyes could imagine.
这个哥利亚自幼就会打仗。
And this Goliath was a warrior ever since he was
young. 这不是几十年的事情。
It's not just decades of things.
这圣经告诉我们，这是要那非利士人。
The Bible keeps saying the Philistine.
因为他不光我们看到一个个体好像训练了几十年。
It's not just one entity being trained for military attack.
那非利士人就是非利士人里面的代表。
The Philistine represents the very essence of all Philistines.
它代表了一种权势。
He represents this dominion.
代表了一种我们没有办法战胜的权势。
The dominion which we cannot overcome.
什么叫自幼就会作战？
What does it mean that Goliath is a man of war from his youth?
亚当有多少年，他就有多少年。
As Adam, how old the Adam is, so is this Goliath.
他已经有几千年的历史了。
He actually has thousands of years of history.
他是我们里面的肉体，我们里面的老亚当。
Goliath is actually our inner flesh, our old Adam.
这是一个我们看到没有办法战胜的敌人。
And this is the enemy we cannot overcome.
在我原来的感觉中，以色列人打不过就怕了。
In my feeling, I felt that Israelites could not overcome the enemies, so they were scared, they were afraid.
后来我看不是这么回事情。
But then they don't realize it's not so.
以色列虽然害怕,
even though Israelites were afraid,
但像刚才歌里唱, 他们没有逃走。
But from what we just read, they never fled.
刚才我们读了已经40天了。
And we have read it had been 40 days.
40天了, 他们还是起来。
Throughout the 40 days, they still rose up. They still cry out with a war cry.
他们没有放弃,
they did not give up, they did not surrender.
他们人要大喊,
they continue to make the war cry and to fight. I don't know if it's the fact.
那哥利亚早晚都是起来来叫战的。
But I would imagine that Goliath would come out to defy the army day and night.
然后以色列人打不过。
And Israelites could not overcome him.
他们中午回去或者晚上就休息休息。
Maybe they just went back home at noon in the evening and had a certain rest.
或者他们在镇上他们就交通交通。
Or they probably were talking to each other at a battle line.
检讨检讨研究研究提议提议。
And they would come up with suggestions and they would examine the whole situation. They talked to one another about the situation.
昨天我们打不过，今天有没有什么好办法？
Yesterday we couldn't defeat this guy. Could we come up with good ideas today?
我们知道扫罗他招惹了一帮会打仗的人。
You know, Saul had mustered all these warriors to fight.
今天老王你打不过，老张明天你想不想试一试？
So he would have said that, so and so today you cannot defeat this guy, and then tomorrow how about you, so and so, could you give it a try?
也许他们觉得目前打不过。
Maybe they thought, well, now we cannot defeat him. Tomorrow is a new day. Every morning is new. We have chance.
再试一试。
Let's give it a try again.
再次呐喊。
And let's make another war cry.
该哥利亚一出来, 他们就不行了。
But the moment Goliath stepped out, they couldn't do anything.
他这里记载的他们哥利亚每天讲的是说讲从前说过的话。
And the Bible says Goliath said the same previous words the day before.
你说哥利亚没有说什么特别新的话。
Actually, Goliath never said any new words.
然后这些百姓呢，你看他们也反复的记载，他们也是照样说从前的话。
And also you see the record that all these people said the same words as before.
那也就在他们想象中，他们一定也动过一些脑筋。
So it tells us they try to come up with something.
我不知道他们是不是就每一句话都是一样的。
I don't know exactly what they said is the same wording.
我真的有点怀疑是不是40天都每一句话都完全一样的。
I do doubt that for 40 days they speak the same word.
但圣灵就是这么记载。
But this is how the Holy Spirit records it.
不管你40天怎么搞，反正圣灵就知道记载下来实质的较量，这个对比力量局势一点改变都没有。
No matter what happens during the 40 days, the Holy Spirit simply records the fact that no matter what they try to do it, the same situation prevails.
我想哥利亚也不需要找新的话来。
I don't even think Goliath needed new words.
哥利亚就吃定他们了。
Goliath thought he got them.
在哥利亚心中，你们就是打不过我的。
In his heart, Israelites could not defeat him.
你们天生就是这样的。
They were born weak at this.
像我们知道最近啊有世界上足球啊好像有个世界杯是吧
We know now you have the soccer World Cup.
然后世界杯说有些队呢的人就比较长得矮小。
And you can look at a different team, some of the players seem to be shorter.
啊那么那些高大的队呢就知道怎么对付他们。
And those players taller, they know how to deal with them.
他们有这个战术就高举高打。
And since they are taller, they have this strategy to deal with all these shorter players.
那就吃定你们了。
Since, you know, all these shorter ones
are... 你们就是矮小。
Since they are short, they're doomed.
你们就是吃亏。
And they simply could not fight with the taller ones.
你知道矮小的人有的时候会动脑筋的。
But you know that shorter people, they always are quick thinking.
我过去比较喜欢体育。
I used to like sports.
那就说这个我过去啊知道中国曾经啊女子排球打得很好。
So I know that in the past China's women's volleyball team was very good.
中国的男排打得不好的。
Men's volley team was not as good.
但后来我知道世界排球联合会特别表扬中国的男子排球。
Then later I read that the world volleyball the organization actually praised China's male men's volleyball team.
这是怎么回事情
？So what's going on here?
哦，我们知道了。原来中国男队这个人就比较矮小，相对于欧洲队。
If comparing to the European teams, Chinese men's volleyball team, relatively speaking, is shorter.
所以光拼体力、拼身材，中国一定失败的。
So just by stature, China's team is sure to lose.
所以中国人就想出了各种的排球战术，都是中国人发明的。
So all kinds of volleyball strategies, they are all created, invented by Chinese.
这就挽救了排球啊，排球就变得越来越精彩了。
And this just make up for their shortcomings, and they're playing better and better.
但这改变不了一个事实，中国的体制就是不如别人。
But there is one fact that can never be changed, that they're shorter, their stature is short.
想出了一些战术，后来别人也学会了，中国最后还是打不过。
Because with all the new tactics that they came up with, other teams could copy them. So in the end, they lost.
你就想出了一些办法，没有根本改变里面的实质。
So even though they could come up with different tactics, but the inner essence cannot be changed.
所以说，这是今天让我们看到我们所面对的对手。
And all this shows us what kind of rival we are facing today.
他吃定我们了。
Because he has got us.
有时我们也是觉得，我们也读经，我们也祷告，我们也聚会，都挺好。
A lot of times we feel we study the Bible, we come to the meeting, and we pray. Everything seems to be fine.
但是有的时候征战一来，挑战一来，试验一来，我们通不过。
But once the temptation, the test, the challenge comes, we cannot prevail.
都是在大陆的时候。
In mainland China.
就有过那样的逼迫。
There was one time this persecution.
说在这样的逼迫中，很多人都倒下了。
Amid this kind of persecution, a lot of the people simply stumbled.
那这些人回忆的时候都说。
As they reflected on the past history, they said,
我们原来那点基础我们是可以站住的，怎么我们会倒下呢？
How could we possibly stumble under this situation? You know, seeing all the foundation we have laid down before?
我想我们到了末后的时代。
And as we come to the end time,
征战越来越厉害。
The warfare becomes more and more fierce.
如果我们真的认识我们自己和认识我们的。
Unless we truly understand ourselves and our enemies,
我们不然就会像以色列那样卡在那里。
We will be just like the Israelites being stuck.
这是我们实际所遇见的事。
These are the real situations we will encounter.
有个弟兄，他的孩子从小在教会长大。
There is this one brother whose child grew up in the church.
一切都不错。
Everything was seemed to be fine.
但这个孩子长大了之后，到了 teenager 了。
But after the child grew up and became a teenager,
突然发生难处了。
All of a sudden, the difficulties
难处大得不得了。
And the difficulties were so great.
那弟兄那个姊妹一点办法都没有。
The brother and his wife
就像碰到的哥利亚跑过来，没有办法。
Couldn't do anything, just like the Goliath coming over. So you didn't know what to do with it.
这里有四十天的弟兄也是想办法咨询张三咨询李四，最后都没有用。
Just like in the 40 days, then this brother consulted with this and that, but nothing could be done.
今天我们的侍奉中，我们的生活中，有时会冲出一个哥利亚。
So in our service, in our life today, sometimes one Goliath will simply rush out.
有的时候我们觉得我们怎么就发脾气了呢
？Sometimes we feel, oh, how did I?Throw a temper tantrum again.
有的时候我们怎么，哎呀，我迷茫，怎么今天又没有读圣经呢
？Or sometimes, oh, how could I be so busy today? I forget to read the Bible.
明天新的一天，我重新立志。
Tomorrow is a new day. I make up my mind.
一天又一天，四十天过去了，我们还是失败。
I'll do it again, day in and day out. 40 days have passed, we still fail.
我想这里面告诉我们，我们真的不是仇敌的对手。
So this story simply tells us that we are really not our enemy's opponent.
其实扫罗保罗早就讲过。
But actually, Saul said this.
保罗。
Paul said this.
我所愿意的我做不到，我所不愿意的我就会做出来。
Willing is present with me, but how to perform that I cannot do.
有时候仇敌给我们一点甜头。
Sometimes the enemy would give us some good things first.
仇敌给彼得一点的甜头。
Just as he gave Peter certain good things.
彼得不觉得我不行。
Because Peter never thought he was not that good.
仇敌给他一点甜头尝尝。
So the enemy actually had forgiving him.
拿起刀可以举起刀可以来砍别人的耳朵。
Had actually sitting, giving him some good thing, telling him that you can just take up your sword and cut off another person.
改变不了最后的命运，他在小势力面前还是失败。
But this could never change Peter's fate that he failed even before in little things.
那四十天中的当中，有些天可以起来还是呐喊。
So in these 40 days, you know, Peter could just stand up and shout.
但是最后还是打不过敌人。
But in the end, Peter could not defeat the enemy.
我想当神告诉我们这一场，我觉得这样的战争不光是一个故事而已。
So I believe that this warfare is not simply a story God told us.
这一场征战可以说是神和魔鬼的征战，而可以说生命树和分别善恶树的征战，可以说很多的征战的影子都在这一场的征战的里面。
So this story is actually the shadow of many warfare, like the warfare between God and Satan, like the warfare between the tree of life and tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你知道哥利亚已经有几千年的历史。
We actually, Goliath possessed thousands of years history.
我们可以回到几千年前。
We actually could trace back thousands of years before.
我觉得圣经中最早记叙这些事情的，我觉得是在约伯记。
And the earliest time that's recorded regarding this kind of warfare is in the book of Job.
我们知道约伯他是很有本事，很多事情他都搞定了。
Because Job was such a talented, capable person, he could deal with so many things.
别人搞不定的事情，都要他搞，找他，他也搞定了。
Things other people could not do when they asked for his help, he could do it.
但是真正事情临到他了。
But this real thing as it came upon him.
约伯被卡住了。
Job was stuck also.
约伯在那里面出不来了。
And inside that hardship, he could not come out.
打哥利亚打了四十天。
And here we see the Israelites fight with Goliath for 40 days.
约伯他征战了几十仗。
And in the book Job, we could see his warfare lasted, tens of chapters.
直到有一天，神告诉他。
Until one day, God told Job.
你能制服，你能践踏恶人吗
？Are you able to tread and subdue the wicked?
你真的能对付罪吗
？Can you really deal with your sin?
我造何马也造泥。
I made a hippo and I also made you.
河马是造的当中为首的。
And the hippo is the first among all the creation.
你能够战胜河马吗？能够制服它吗？
Are you able to overcome it? Are you able to subdue it?
当然一面就告诉我们约伯你很自大，你跟河马一样很大。
So on the one hand, God is telling him that you are so arrogant just as people.
另外我们刚才读过创世纪的，神给人托付要去管理这一切的。
As we just read in Genesis, God had given man this entrustment to subdue all the land, have dominion over them all.
我造你也造他。
I created you, I created.
就凭你现在这点本事，你能制服河马吗？
I created you, I created all the animals by you. Are you able to overcome that?
你觉得你那么有本事，你真的行吗？
Are you really capable? Do you think you really can do it?
这个时候约伯他谦虚谦卑下来。
At this time, Job humbled himself.
他知道他不行。
He knew he could not make it.
其实我们都是差不多。
But in likewise, we're all like Job.
回到再原先。
If we trace it all the back to the very, very beginning, at the time when God created all these,
你知道神没有在一天中把魔鬼黑暗的东西全部都对付掉。
God did not deal with all the things of darkness in one day.
在魔鬼所造成的这一切的黑暗，这一切的空虚，一切的混沌的时候。
In all the darkness and the void and emptiness that the devil has made.
我们知道神要对付他。
Even though God wants to deal with this problem.
你知道在创世纪第一章的时候，神有两次说到祝福。
And then we read in chapter 1, Genesis, that twice God said, blessed. In chapter 1, Genesis, we see that God created this and that.
在整个六天的复造中，其实神只记了两次的真正的创造。
But in the 6 days of creation, God only records 2 days of true creation.
这样的创造，神都加上祝福。
And in these 2 days, God blessed them.
好像要对付仇敌的这些黑暗的这些的东西，好像要有一些很特别的东西才能对付。
It seems that God needs some special things in order to deal with all the darkness created by Satan.
一个是在撒旦的巢穴，在海里面，在空中掌权的这个领域里面，造出了鱼，造出了鸟的时候。
One is right in the net of Satan, in the seas, over the air, God created certain beings.
就没有那新的一个创造，没有那另外的一样的话，是对付不了这一切的。
Without this new creation, it seems God wasn't able to deal with this Satan.
这个叫做生命。
And this is called life.
我们说这个生命只是个影子，其实是指向基督的生命。
And we know this life is just a shadow.Pointing to Christ.
动物就是动物，动物我们都知道有生命。
Animals are animals, and we all know they have life.
圣经特别记下的叫有生命的动物。
But the Bible specifically records that every living thing that has life.
我们知道神，我想那时候很兴奋的。
I suppose that God at that time was very excited.
神说我要祝福这件事情。
God said, I want to bless this man.
接下去当神祝福的时候，神造出了人。
And after he blessed them, he created man.
要人去管，要人去执行神的权柄的时候。
He wanted man to have dominion to execute his authority.
要把一切的混乱，一切的反叛都要对付掉的时候。
To deal with all the confusion and rebellion.
神非常的兴奋的。
God was so excited here.
是要祝福。
Again, I wanted to bless them.
因为在这里不是制造，是创造了一个新的，是另外的。
Because it's not simply making, but instead creating something new.
这背后是讲到一个权柄的事情。
Behind all these, it speaks of this authority.
但里面最后权柄最后所指的还是基督。
And the authority points ultimately to Christ.
神好像就对人说：“人啊，你要去管这些鸟，要管这些走兽。”
As though God is saying that man has control over the birds of the air and all the beasts of the field.
你是他们的对手吗？
Are you their rivals?
你有他们飞得快，力量比他们大吗？
Are you more powerful? You could fly faster than they.
你想要去管他们，他们凭什么服你？
You want to have dominion over them by what?
So they obey you.
有一个影子。
Now here we see a shadow.
凭什么能够胜过这一切？
By what man can overcome all these?
凭什么能够让这些服下来？
By what man could make all these surrender to him?
神在这两次都用到了创造。
Therefore, in these two days, God used the word created.
好像在很多的难处，像今天有一个有一个顽症。
Just as today we're facing so many difficulties, one is extremely stubborn.
好像一种传染病，他就没有办法对付它。
Like one infectious disease, you simply don't know how to deal with it.
除非有一种疫苗出来了。
Unless you have this immunization.
你40天都对付不了的。
And for 40 days, you cannot overcome it.
这个疫苗一出来就解决问题了。
But once this vaccine comes out,
当时让我们看到我们自己是谁，我们的仇敌是谁的时候。
The problem is solved. So God wants us to see who we are, who our enemy is.
我们需要新的，需要另外一样来。
We need something new, something extra to deal with our problems.
大卫就代表基督的得胜。
Therefore, David represents the overcoming of Christ.
40天你们都搞不定的。
Things that for 40 days you cannot overcome.
大卫一出来就把什么都搞定了。
Once David showed up, everything was done.
我们什么都搞不定的。
We could not do anything.
基督一来就搞定了。
By the moment Christ arrived, everything was solved.
中国有一个成语叫神出鬼没。
Chinese has an idiom. It says something is so unpredictable. You simply cannot sense where it is.
但这个词另外一个意思就是神一出来基督一出来鬼就怎么样鬼就消磨了。
Just as devils, that you cannot locate where they are, but another meaning to this is, when Christ shows up, all the enemies, Satan, disappear.
圣经告诉我们他的名称为奇妙。
And the Bible teaches us that his name is wonderful.
你一定会碰到各种难的事情。
You are bound to meet all kinds of difficulties.
基督一来就迎刃解决。
But once Christ comes in, every problem is solved.
我们知道仇敌造成了整个的渊面、黑暗、空虚、混沌，一切的黑暗。
We know it is the enemy who caused all this void and darkness and all the darkness upon the deep.
生命和权柄的背后是基督的自己。
So behind this life and authority is Christ, the Lord himself.
基督来了，这些东西要被对付过去。
Once Christ comes, all these things are dealt with.
但是对基督，就像扫，我们很多时候像扫罗一样，我们是不认识基督的。
But just as Saul did not comprehend the situation, we do not understand Christ.
基督跟我们的观念是差很远的。
Because Christ is so different from that in our notion.
大卫的爸爸也好，大卫的哥哥们也好，扫罗也好，百姓也好，没有一个人觉得大卫你能够带我们得胜的。
Nobody, whether it is David's brothers, his father, or all the Israelites, could ever imagine that David could lead them to win the battle.
他家里最小排第八。
Because he is the eighth son, the youngest one in the family.
他们想象中大概前三个还能够去当兵的，你轮第八根本就轮不到你的。
And they're thinking maybe the first three were able to go to the war, but you're the eighth one, the youngest one.
圣经告诉我们
，not your turn.
他是匠人所弃的石头。
Therefore, the Bible says Jesus Christ is a stone forsaken by builders.
自己觉得最懂石头的人，居然把最好的石头是去掉的。
Build a builder is supposed to be the one who knows best about all the stones, but in the end, they reject Jesus Christ.
知道当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，When the Lord Jesus came to the world,
那些对圣经最熟悉的人
，All those who were most versed in the Bible,
觉得对属灵的事情最知道的人
，They felt they knew best of all spiritual matters.
那是最不认基督的人
，Were exactly the same ones who knew least of Christ.
我里面也有个担心
，And here we should have the same kind of worry.
好像有时候圣经读得很熟
，A lot of times we feel, oh, we know our Bible so well.
也会跟他讲解
，And we could even explain them.
但主耶稣真的来的时候，我们是不认得他
？But when the Lord Jesus Christ does appear, do we know him?
我怎么这门徒跟着主耶稣跟着很久
？Now the disciples had followed the Lord for so long.
但是他们越跟他们越不敢讲话。
But the more they follow the Lord, the less they they could speak.
到后期几乎是讲一句话就错一句。
And toward the end, it seemed that every word they said was wrong.
那甚至在觉得基督跟我们的认识相差太远了。
So we know that our understanding of Christ and Christ Himself are starkly different.
跟了那么多年，可能最后的感觉都是错的。
They have followed the Lord for so many years. Toward the end, their understanding was totally wrong.
是不是有一个神的仆人说，基督是就英文啊，我很喜欢英文这个叫 otherness。
There is a servant of the Lord once said that who is Christ? Christ is otherness.
就是说他不是给我们增加一点什么，他是完全不同的另一位。
That's saying that he's the totally different one. It's not that we could add a little bit to him.
就是我真的很担心，有的时候我们领会的，我们是头脑中的领会。
So I'm so worried. A lot of times, what we understand is simply head knowledge.
当保罗对基督稍微有点认识的时候。
When Paul had a little bit of understanding of Christ,
他很想讲给别人听基督是怎么回事。
He really wanted to tell other people who Christ was.
但他里面有种担心。
But there was this worry in him.
我一把基督讲给你们听了。
The moment I share Christ with you,
可能你们只是外面知道他。
Maybe you only knew him externally.
所以保罗他里面就说啊，愿赐人智慧启示的灵赐给你们。
Therefore, Paul prayed that, oh, may the spirit of wisdom and revelation.Give you this light.
哦，当保罗他说只知道基督并他钉十字架的时候。
When Paul said he knew nothing but Christ, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他说基督总是神的智慧和能力。
He said Christ was always the wisdom, the power of God.
因为他里面想着这基督是神的事情，是人的眼睛没看见，耳朵听不到，心也未曾想到。
Because Paul understand the things about God was something that none of our eyes, ears, or heart could ever imagine.
就告诉我们，很多时候我们知识上，我们今天人得到知识都是因为观察，眼睛耳朵观察，然后我们心思里去推论推出来的。
That tells us that a lot of things we come to some certain understanding because we observe with our eyes and we use our mind to come to the conclusion.
但是基督是完全另外的一样。
But Christ is totally otherness.
我真的觉得圣经里有一句话很有意思。
And I feel that one statement in Bible is quite arresting.
讲到这些属灵的事情的时候。
When it speaks of all the spiritual matters.
有一次圣经中这样说，圣灵用那说不出的叹息，替我们祷，替我们祷告。
And once the Bible says that. The Holy Spirit prays for us with that unutterable groaning.
那也就是说，圣灵好像想跟人说，都不能跟人说。
As though he's saying, even though the Holy Spirit tries to communicate with us, he can't.
今天我们觉得很多的难处，我们可以说得清楚的。
Today, sometimes we feel a lot of hardship. We simply cannot explain clearly.
我们觉得很多的东西可以描述讲得清楚的。
Some problems we're able to explain, we're able to describe them.
到后来到保罗他讲基督的时候，讲到以弗所时，他都何等何等，用了那些最高的形容词，他觉得是不够的。
And as we read in the book of Ephesians, when Paul described then it seems that he was he had exhausted his words. He couldn't fully express it.
连圣灵他都觉得他词都用尽了，说不出的叹息。
Even the Holy Spirit seemed to exhaust all his words, unutterable groaning.
就是基督是完全跟我们想象中是不同的一位。
So it all tells us that
Christ
is totally different from what we think. We have to humble ourselves.
神啊，基督啊，我们真的不认识你。
You have to say, God, Christ, we really don't know you.
我们觉得认识你一点，我们真是那样的不够。
Even though we feel we have come to know a little bit of you, even that is so insufficient.
求你启示给我们，让我们经历。
Oh Lord, reveal yourself to us so we could experience you.
让我们不光是看到故事，主啊，你真的启示，让我们经历，我们才能胜过。
Not only do we read about the stories, but we actually see and experience the principle. Then we can overcome.
试探来了，我们经不过的。
Otherwise, we cannot make it once the temptation comes.
然后他这基督他的方法也跟人完全不一样。
And also the methods of Christ are also different.
神当然可以打败哥利亚。
God could have defeated Goliath.
哥利亚，你生你算什么稀奇
？And Goliath, what is he?
神可以造一个三米五的人把你打败。
God could have built a much taller person than Goliath was.
造一个大卫, 3米5, 把你哥利亚打败, 神伟大。
But if God created David shorter than Goliath, then God was great.
但神不是用这个方法。
But God did not use this method.
基督他的智慧是人想不通的。
So Christ's wisdom is something men could not understand.
甚至神没有叫大卫用他的拳头, 用他的力气打得过熊, 打得过狮子的去打他。
God did not even allow David to use his fist to, that had killed the lion, the bear, to kill Goliath.
他叫大卫, 大卫是本身人就是最小了。
Now David being short in stature.
可能啊, 就是相对来说, 他是各个弟弟中他最小的。
Well, relatively speaking, he was the youngest one among his brethren.
神的思想中就, 小的要打败你厉害的。
But in God's thought, the little one should defeat the big one.
他在溪水里面捡了一块石头, 圆的,
therefore, he picked five smooth stones from the brook.
有的人说为什么捡圆的, 飞起来比较稳一点。
What people sometimes ask, why did he pick smooth ones? Because when the stone flies, it flies more steadily.
不是的。
No, it's not so.
我们知道用石头, 我们都要用尖的石头才能把别人打败。
We all know that if we want to use stone as a weapon, we should pick sharp ones.
真的厉害就是我用圆的石头把你打败。
The might of God is that He could use the smooth stone to defeat the enemy.
神的方法是跟人不一样的。
So God's methods are different from man.
他这里特别讲到大卫手里没有刀, 对不对?
And here the Bible specifically says David's hands has no sword.
你看,刀是越磨越快, 对不对?
You know that the more you sharpen your sword, the sharper the sword becomes.
在人的想象中,越磨越快才能打败仇敌。
It's in our thinking, the more you sharpen your sword, the easier you would defeat your enemy. And this stone is also being sharpened.
它在溪水里慢慢,还不是海水, 在溪水里是慢慢磨出来的。
It's being sharpened not in the sea, but in the brook.
在被圣灵慢慢地磨出来的。
It's same being sharpened by the Holy Spirit slowly.
人想象刀是越磨越快。
In our thinking, we would think that the sword would be sharper if you keep sharpening it.
但这个石头是越磨越钝, 对吧?
But in contrast, the stone, if you keep sharpening it, it becomes even more dull.
所以神的方法跟人完全不一样。神的愚拙胜过人的智慧。
So you see, God's methods are totally different from man. Even God's foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom.
所以当每次我唱到那首歌的时候,
So every time as I sing this hymn,
十架下我低头,静默思想,
I ponder under the cross. I bow my head and ponder under the cross.
今天我为什么会低头思想?
Why is it today I bow my head and ponder?
头怎么会低下来的?
How could we bow our head?
今天人怎么叫你低下头来? 人拳头叫你低下头来?
How could man make you bow your head with their fist?
今天主他是用十架叫我们头低下来。
But today our Lord uses the cross to bow our heads.
主他有能力造一个三米五的大卫来打败仇敌。
God is capable of building David to kill this Goliath.
他可以造利器来打败仇敌。
He could have made sharpened weapons to defeat the enemy.
但是他用人看来软弱的不行的打败仇敌，他的伟大。
But God is great because He's using the weak, the incapable to beat the big and the capable one.
而且我们看来不行的,基督一出来就打赢了。Everything
that we deemed incapable, once Christ appears, we win the battle.
一群乌合之众,犹太人。
Now, all the Israelites are simply a mixed
rabble. 没有大卫的时候什么都不行, 40天什么都不行。
Without David for 40 days, they could do nothing.
但是一有了大卫就完全不一样。Once
they had David, the things are changed.
我又想到现在在踢足球的世界杯,对吧?
Now it reminds me of this world soccer world cup. Maybe you don't necessarily like soccer.
我从小喜欢足球长大的。But
I just love it ever since I was young. And I played it.
一个非常有名的球王。
I know this is a very famous champion.
他跑到了意大利参加了一支非常不起眼的足球队。
Now, he went to Italy to join a not that great team.
啊，那支足球队是一塌糊涂的。
Actually, the whole team was quite lousy.
但是他一参加这支足球队。
By the moment he joined that team, soccer team.
几年下来拿了他们从来都拿不到的冠军。
After a few years, they just kept getting these championship.
别人就说这支队就是靠着他。
So people say, oh, this team just depends on him.
没有他这支队平庸一塌糊涂。
Without him, without this champion, this team was nothing.
有了他再怎么样，前途就是一片光明。
And as long as they have this specific player, no matter what holds in the future, it's bright.
大卫就是这个角色。
And David played the same role.
基督就是这个角色。
Christ played the same role.
基督以来什么事情就解决了。
Christ comes, problems are solved.
不用别的东西，基督就够了。
Without any other things, Christ is enough.
我听别人说，当中国大陆政权变化的时候。
I was told during the transition period, political power in China.
很多宣教士们都流着眼泪离开中国了。
So many missionaries, they left China weeping.
完了，惨淡经营了半天，我们都得撤走了。
Everything is gone. After we had put in so much work, we had to withdraw everything.
圣经就少了，解经的书也少了，能够帮助他们的没人了。
Now, you no longer have the Bible, the exposition book, no longer where you have the people who help them.
最后他们都大跌眼镜。
And in the end, they were totally surprised.
没有完蛋。
It's not gone.
基督复活的生命是打不败的。
Because the resurrection life of Christ could never be defeated.
啊，有的时候我自己都觉得我碰到进退两难的时候。
Sometimes I really came to a situation, it's like I was stuck between a hard place and a rock.
我觉得圣经上有这样的话，有那样的话。
And even though the Bible has this saying and that saying,
我要应用了这句话，还有那句话就用不上了。
If I apply this saying, it seems the other saying I cannot use. It seems they're contradictory.
如果我那样做的话，好像这句话上又有亏欠了。
But if I go by this saying, it seems I fall short of this saying.
好像自己都没有办法调和。
So it seems like I cannot reconcile them.
卡住
了。I am stuck.
基督他是奇妙的。
Christ is wonderful.
在基督的里面，这些都调和的，都没有问题的。
Now in Christ, all these are mixed, combined and reconciled. There's no issue at all.
基督在我里面灵一点亮，我里面就可以知道怎么去走。
The moment Christ quickened me inside, my eyes are brightened, and I know what to do now.
今天基督他怎么得胜显在我们中间？
How is Christ overcoming being revealed in our midst today? It's through the anointing, through the quickening of our hearts. Now, outwardly, we could say it's through Christ's word. Does God's every word come with power? I have this impression deeply planted in my heart before I was saved.
星期五晚上我难得去查经的。
And Friday night, I usually would not go to Bible study.
多数时间我都是去玩的。
Most of the time, I would go out and have fun.
但我去一查经就跟别人辩论的。
And the time I did go, I was debating with other people.
我不在场的时候，他们一直可以查一章；我在场的时候，只能查八节。
If I were not there, the whole Bible study could finish one chapter. But if I showed up, they could only finish eight verses.
啊，我想那已经十五六年前的事了。
And that's 15-16 years ago.
我还跟一个传道人争。
I was even debating with a preacher.
这句话这个意思那个意思，我就不服他。
And I would not agree what he said about the meaning of this and that verse.
我就记得旁边有一位弟兄啊。
And I remember one brother standing on the side.
那个弟兄呢，他就从来不跟我们争。
That brother never debated with us.
我们在争的面红耳赤的时候，他在旁边翻圣经。
Even though when we were so engrossed in this debate that our face became red, and this brother was just flipping through the pages. And after much debate, no result.
就像这里啊，哥利亚和那个大家打不下来的时候。
Just as Goliath and here was debate was fighting with Israelites, no result.
大家坐下来，大家坐下来。
And the brother would say, "Now sit down, sit down." Everyone that's refused verses here.
乖乖挤出圣经啊。
Okay, we followed reading few verses.
很奇怪啊，这个圣经一读读下来啊，我这个人是很难服的，而且那个罪我没有追求啊。
And amazingly, after we read a few verses, I was the one who did not pursue after the Lord at the time, and I was not the one easily to give in.
但是好像这些圣经一出来，我里面就会好像没话好讲了。
But once the verses appeared, it seemed that I was speechless within.
神的话是有能力的。
God's word is power.
基督的话是有能力的。
God's word, Christ's word comes with power.
基督他一出现，我们里面就我们就快下去了。
The moment Christ appears, He calms us down.
所以今天我们看到什么都不行的时候，基督一出现，虽然我们想不通，虽然他的办法我们都想不通，他只要一出现，什么事情都解决了。
So today, if we are involved in a situation in which we feel we can do nothing, but the moment Christ appears, that we're able to deal with the problem because He is able.
他是胜过的那一位。
He is the overcomer.
生命就是胜过死亡的那一位。
He is the very one who possesses the life which overcomes death.
他一出现，权柄就带下来了。
The moment Christ appears, the authority is ushered in.
服不服你都得服了。
Whether you want to surrender or not, you have to be subject. Now, how do we draw on him? At the earliest time when I read the story of David, I thought we have to depend on the power of Christ. Not depending on our own sword, depending on him. Then we could overcome. Then I realized that things are not that simple.
你说大卫他这里面不光是有颗依靠神的心。
Here, David not only had the heart to depend on God.
他是一颗为着神的名有这样的一颗心。
But also he had a heart for the name of God.
以色列人打不过就打不过，你们没有太耻辱的感觉。
Israelites, even though they did not defeat the enemies, they did not have the sense of reproach.
大卫他里面有耻辱的感觉，耻辱两个字他出现了。
But David had the sense of reproach.
怎么能够允许这些人来骂永生神的军队呢？
David said, how can we allow these people to defy the army of the Lord?
但他心里有个强烈的要维护神的利益的这样一个心愿。
So he had a strong desire to defend God's interest.
所以别人说什么叫得胜者？
So what is an overcomer?
得胜者不是说你真的本事很大。
Overcomer is not the one who is so capable.
得胜者就是坚决地站在主一边，为着主的利益坚决地站在他那一边。
An overcomer is the one who insists on standing on the side of God for God's interest.
有什么歌里就纵然伴侣都失败。
So a hymn says, though all the companions fail,
不论何境况。
Regardless of the situation,
必站主这边,
I will stand on the side of the Lord.
有一次我回上海,
One time I went back to Shanghai.
我看到了一点得胜者的影子了。
I saw a certain shadow of overcomers.
我讲过我很喜欢吃上海的生煎包啊。
I mentioned that I just love to eat this Shanghainese dish, fried roast buns.
这是我觉得最好吃的点心。
I believe this is the best dessert I could ever.
当我跑到上海去，完全都变味道了。
But it seems that I went back to Shanghai, everything has changed.
现在别人都有流行有新潮的生煎包了。
And they have come of a different newest version of the dish.
我里面就想，这个东西怎么能够变呢？
And then, to my mind, how could you ever change the old way? The traditional exquisite dish should never be changed. Because God, the Bible is God's word, you cannot add new translations to
it.
No, but of course, they're not totally the same, but they look alike to me.
回到上海一看他们介绍说这个店这个店我一看都是跟原来的生煎是不一样的。
As they introduced me to different restaurants with the same dishes in Shanghai, I look at them, I said they're just different.
但是后来我看到有一家店。
But later on, I went to a restaurant.
他里面写出来，他说上海生煎包已经这个失传了。
And it has this saying that on the wall, saying that all the old traditional way of making this dish is lost. But we're trying very hard to dig out the old way to restore its original flavor. So this restaurant actually spent a lot of money to recruit all the old chefs.
这个店呢也是不大的。
This is a small restaurant.
惨淡经营啊。
And it wasn't running very well. Even though I gave it a try, it still didn't come to the original flavor.
至少我吃到了那么一点味道了。
But at least there was a tinge of the flavor.
得胜者啊。
So I said, oh, this is the overcomer.
维护生煎的本一味到底怎么样的。
These are the overcomers. They're trying to defend the original flavor of the dish.
他们力量有限,
even though they're limited in their abilities.
他们坚决地愿意站住,
but they insisted on getting back the old flavor.
大卫是得胜者啊, 他是有一个坚决地要这么维护的神的权益这样的一个,
just as David insisted on defending God's interest.
但是,
but
如果我们只是有这样一个愿意为神的心,
even though we have this kind of heart for God, still in the end we cannot prevail. So let's see, how did David overcome?
大卫不是凭他的力气打赢的。
David never won the war by his power.
神在让人来得胜，包括狮子、老虎要管理这一切的时候，神不是用人的力量来打败他们的。
When God told us to subdue the land, including the lion and the bear, it's not by our own strength.
神早就知道人的力气怎么都没有熊大。
Because God knew long time ago that our strength could never be compared to that of the lion and bear.
神也知道人怎么也跑不过猎豹的。
Because God knew that no matter how fast we are, we can never outrun leopards. We could not fly as high as eagles. So God never wants men to subdue all this by their own strength. What God wants man to depend on is his authority. What is authority? In the past, I heard this analogy about strength and authority, which helped me a lot. Now, in the boxing ring, two boxers, they are very capable, powerful. Now, the umpire on the side was relatively shorter. But the umpire had this authority. But even though he was not as powerful as the two boxers, the moment he blew his whistle, these two boxers had to stop. But if it were I who ran over to the ring and then blow the whistle, nobody would listen to me. So authority does not depend on your strength, how great you are, but depends on the one behind the authority. When David said, I come to you by the name of God, in God's eyes, his name represents his substance. When you depend on him, it's not he's giving you the power, but depend on him simply means he is actually fighting for you. All you have to do is to be the channel of God. It is the very one who is behind you who is fighting. I'm thinking that should God have given you all his power, one day you will recognize your power, not him. So God is not ready to give you all this. Now this way of life, way of the cross, wants you to realize in the end only God can prevail. After you've learned all the lessons of the way of the cross, God wants you to know you to become a channel for him to fight for you. Even trusting in God, depending on God, is not yet. even for this, the problems might arise.
大卫最宝贵的制胜的诀秘在哪里？
What David's most secret way to win the war?
他要为神的名而去打。
It is he wants to fight for the name of God.
那不是表示大卫我行神啊，别人不行，我来出面。
David is not saying, God, I am able, nobody else is, so let me go.
没人想到你的名，只有我想到你，我来打。
He is not saying that nobody else thinks of your name, so I will fight.
神的名的意思就是说，我愿意伏在神的权柄下。
When he says the name of God, he is subjecting himself before him.
大卫的诀秘就是在十六章十二节。
So David's secret is in 16:12.
当别人都觉得大卫你不是什么的时候。
When other people think of David, you're nothing.
大卫打败过狮子，打败过熊。
Even though he had defeated the lion and the bear.
但是当他父亲就打发他干这些看来小事的时候，他回来是面色光红。
But even though when his father had sent him to do little things, when he came back home, he was
这是他得胜的秘诀。
He was ruddy with bright eyes. This is his secret.
有人说，如果我们回来的话，就脸色铁青。
Some people say that when we come back, our face probably would turn blue.
我这么有本事的人，怎么会你让我做这些事情呢
？I'm so capable. How could you ask me to do this little menial thing?
但是大卫他可以面色光红。
But see, David, he could. He was still ruddy.
他是个谦卑的人。
He was a humble person.
他知道我算不得什么。
He knew that he was nothing.
神啊，我不是什么。
He told God, I was nothing.
今天你要用我就用我。
Today, if you want to use me,
不用我我就放羊没事情。
Use me, otherwise I will keep the shepherd.
这是他得胜的秘诀。
This is David's secret.
什么时候我们觉得我们还是谁的时候？
Whenever we feel we are somebody,
我们一定失败。
We are doomed to fail.
我学了一个最近学了一个功课。
Recently, I learned a lesson.
当我过去的时候，好多年前听别人一个年长的神的仆人说。
In the past, many years ago, I once heard an elder brother say this.
他说神啊，我一无所事，一无所能。
Oh God, I am nobody. I can do nothing.
那是我还更年轻，我说这个我还差不多，你怎么也说这样的话呢
？At that time, I was younger, and I said this should be me. Why did you are saying this?
后来我真的是知道，我真的里面很阿门，我们是一无所是一无所有。
And later on, I could really amen in my heart that we are really nobody. We really have nothing.
我跟别人去讲，我知道吗？我们一无所是，一无所有，一无所能。
But if you tell other people that you are really nobody, you have nothing.
但碰到一件实际的事情。
But even though you can say so, when you actually encounter something tangible,
我头脑中是明白的。
In my head, I do understand all this.
我灵里面我就是觉得神啊，这件事情你就是在特别用到我。
But in my heart, I would feel, oh Lord, it is in this specific thing you're using me.
别人没有跟上啊。
Other people cannot catch up.
是吗？这些的实际的安排，你真的是来用我啊
！Oh Lord, you have arranged all these things just to use me.
好，自己真把自己当成根葱了。
So we really think we are somebody now.
你插手神的事情。
Once you put your hand in God's matters,
神给神添麻烦了。
You simply cause him trouble.
有天有人说，你要知道，你一无是处。
So we all have to understand one day that we are nothing. We have no good thing.
我灵里面我过不去。
A lot of times in my head, this is, we understand it, but in my spirit, we cannot get it.
我实在是一无是处。
And thank you. Until one day, God shows me in our spirit, yes, we are nothing. At this time, God might be able to use you.
他什么都不是。
David knew he was nothing.
神，你叫我做这个，做这个，造这个，我都完全。他打败了，都是我说你，我就是仆人耶西的儿子。
So David said, Lord, whatever you wanted me to do, I would do it. Even though after he defeated Goliath, he said, I am the servant of Jesse only.
我是时间超过了，再讲一个点。
My time is over, but I just have one more point.
把它讲完掉。
So I'll finish it.
所以这个是大卫的秘诀，这是我们今天的秘诀。
So this is David's secret. It should also become our secret.
他这里还有个试探。
Now here there is a temptation.
扫罗所穿的。
The garments that Saul had.
今天我们里面其实有个对的心。
Now today, even though we have this right heart,
对的灵
right spirit,
仇敌他不肯放过。
But the enemy will never let you go.
今天扫罗讲的是好意。
Saul meant well.
今天我们有一种环境的试探。
Today we often face this temptation from the circumstances.
这些东西可以帮到我们一点。
Maybe all this might help us a little.
但有人讲过一句话。
But somebody once said this.
总是我们对神的依靠，我们还需要多加一点点别的东西的话。
Anytime we feel we can just add a little bit more to our leaning on God.
不要指望神在你身上行出的事。
Do not expect that God would work in you.
所以说圣经告诉我们到末后的时代提摩太后说到末后的时代
So the Bible says that toward the end time in 2 Timothy The warfare is so fierce
所以说我们务要传道得失不舍是要传道
And the Bible says preach the word in season and out of season
务要专心
Be ready
百般的忍耐
With all patience
忍耐什么
What are you
你说话的对
象 enduring the person you speak to
不光如此
Not only so
要专心
You have to be ready, be concentrated.
有很多的诱惑在那里。
That tells you that there are so many temptations abounding around you.
今天神的很多的东西好像没有那么很花哨胡哨的花里胡哨的东西。
Today, a lot of the matters of God are not that glorious or dazzling.
今天我们都吃野菜，都吃野菜没有问题。
It's okay today if we all eat herbs.
今天你看到别人吃牛肉、吃螃蟹、吃龙虾的时候，你里面会受诱惑的。
But as you see other people eat meat, lobsters, maybe your heart is being tempted.
今天在环境中有时候有点的需要，这些东西好像能帮得上我们忙的。
And sometimes we face certain needs in our circumstances, and we see these are the things that might help us.
大卫坚决的拒绝掉了。
But David.Insisted to refuse it all.
他灵里面有感觉，这些东西过来，灵里面不安稳的，不舒服的。
Because there is this sensing in his spirit. Once this all these things come appear, he said he could not touch them.
保罗讲只知道基督并他钉十字架。
When Paul said he knew only Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗或许学了个功课的。
Maybe Paul had learned this lesson.
在哥林多之前，他是到了雅典，希腊的雅典。
Before the church at Corinth, he went to Athens in Greece. The people there talk about philosophy. Actually, philosophies are Paul's strong suit. In other places, he could have talked about pure doctrine. But here in Greece, there was this temptation. Because they knew philosophy. And Paul said, I knew philosophy.Maybe you could help them a little. But you see, Acts 17, as Paul preached the gospel, and to the end, it was fruitless, and he left. Now, today there is the temptation. And that is aside from Christ, I have something I can use. No, God wants us to be concentrated on him.I do feel I have so many shortcomings in me. I feel there are so many drawbacks in my natural man. Other people say your EQ is not good. And I agree, yes, I'm not good. I knew this many years ago. So people would recommend me to read a certain book. I'm not saying you cannot read that. But that time I took their advice seriously. And then God gave me this saying. Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean on the Lord wholeheartedly. Do not lean on your own understanding.And confess him in all things. He will make your path straight. Today, God wants us to see not only Christ has overcome, we all could become overcomers. Today, we are facing all kinds of issues. And the enemy will prevail for quite a long time, but Christ has already overcome.So have we. And God in the midst of all things has his own dominion. God allowed Goliath to challenge Israelites, not allowing all the Philistines to come. So God governs in the midst of all things to reveal David. So in the end time, the challenges that we face could be so many. Maybe at one time we could not overcome them all. But we do know that God allows all these to happen.
一个目的, 只有一个目的,
with only one purpose.
让基督显出来,
that Christ will be revealed.
让大卫显出来,
that David could be revealed.
大卫不光是基督的表达,
now, not only David is the representation of Christ.
大卫的功课,
David's lesson, we also have to learn.
愿基督的得胜成为我们的得胜。
May the overcoming of Christ become our overcoming.
主啊，我们向你献上感恩。
Lord, we offer thanksgiving to you.
主啊，愿主你是在光照我们， 让我们更多地认识我们的自己。
Lord, may you enlighten us so we could know more of ourselves.
让我们更多地认识我们的仇敌。
So that we could know more of our enemies.
让我们更多地认识你的自己。
We could know more of yourself.
主啊，我们好像知道， 我们好像大概都知道了一点了。
Lord, it seems that we have known pretty much everything.
但主我们何等的惧怕。
But Lord, how we fear.
我们知道的很多， 主要离实际， 主要我们要面对的， 我们还差何等的远。
Though we seem to know a lot, but there is such a far distance from the reality which we really should come to know. Oh Lord, your days is approaching.
主啊，我们实在在那一天， 主我们都要经过那个考验。
In that day, we will all go through that test.
愿主今天你就把这个考验给我们。
Lord, may you today give us this test.
让我们在一切的考验中更深地认识我们的自己。
So that amid all the tests, we'll come to have a deeper understanding of ourselves.
也更深地认识经历主你的胜过。
And also to know more deeply and experience your overcoming.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
不好意思，超时间。
I'm sorry, my time is over.